When we're faced with the long-term consequences of our sins, it can be hard to believe that God has really forgiven them. Many who struggle with guilt find it returning to haunt them, even after they've sought forgiveness from God. We need to realize that God will help us deal with sin's consequences once we reckon ourselves clean in His sight through Christ. Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, Erwin Lutzer is continuing his series on what happens after you've blown it. In his third message, he comes now to reveal what God does with forgiven sin.
Does Bob Green deserve redemption? Or should the renowned former columnist for the Chicago Tribune sit on the bench for the rest of his days, yoked by a scarlet letter? That's the opening line in an article that appeared in USA Today. Those of you who are from Chicago know that this man who wrote for the Tribune was demoted as a result of womanizing. Today he sits and broods alone, seldom goes out, and simply ponders his fate. Does he deserve redemption? He has two challenges ahead of him. One has to do with his relationship with God, and the second challenge has to do with his relationship with people. Those two challenges are related, but they must always also be separated, because remember, it is possible for you to have a wonderful, fulfilling relationship with God, even though you have a relationship with some people that is irreparable. And we'll be talking about that in a future message in this series. So the first issue that we always have to deal with is our relationship with God, and then we do all that we possibly can to rectify our relationship with others. Sometimes it works, sometimes it does not. There's a second issue that needs to be distinguished, and that is that sin needs to be distinguished from guilt. And we need to distinguish it because there are many people who sin. In fact, they commit crimes, and yet they feel no guilt. They have hardened their conscience. Oh, I think that guilt does have an effect, but it's a kind of deadness. They are not specifically in tune with the evil that they have done. On the other hand, you find that there are those who feel guilty when they shouldn't. An abused child may feel guilty, even though he should not feel guilty. He feels guilty for just having been born. And then there are those who feel guilty even though their sin has been forgiven. They know that they're forgiven, but the guilt returns, and the guilt can be debilitating. And as a result of that, God comes along, as we shall see in His Word today, to bring deliverance to people just like that. You see, the problem is that there's something within us that tells us that all sin and guilt must be paid for. And as a result of that, we by nature want to pay for it in ways that come close to self-torture. We want to self-inflict pain and misery to somehow balance the scales and to even the score. There was a young man who gambled most of his money away. And in his shame and defeat and anger and disappointment, he took a toy gun and pointed it at a policeman. And the policeman shot him dead. And in the front seat of his car, that is, the front seat of the young man's car, was a note that said, "Thank you for killing me. I didn't have the nerve to do it myself." The executioner was there. The judge pronounced the sentence, and the executioner said, "You must die." There's something within us that says it's got to be handled. It's got to be atoned for. You've heard the terms psychosis and neurosis. There are people who are disconnected from reality. And in that disconnect from reality, what's really happening is oftentimes it's unresolved guilt and shame. There's something within them that tells them that that there's some shame and guilt that they must take care of, and they don't know how to handle it, and they don't accept God's verdict. And as a result of that, the only way they can live is perhaps to transform themselves into something that they are not, and to pretend that they are very, very righteous, maybe even that they are Jesus Christ, and that they are so holy that they cannot be contaminated with other people. The root cause is often unresolved guilt and shame. Have you ever wondered why hell is not the same for everyone? It's not the same for everyone because everyone does not carry the same amount of guilt and shame. Imagine eternity, eternally guilty, eternity filled with shame and no possibility of finding an exit. Well, thankfully, it does not have to be that way. Where do we turn to finally resolve this issue of guilt and shame? Where do we turn but God? Did I recently quote Nietzsche, who died in the year 1900 and paved the way for Hitler because Nietzsche declared the death of God? But he understood something. That with God dead, there was now no answer for our problem of sin and shame. Nietzsche said regarding God, "We have killed him, but now who will wipe the blood from our hands?" There's no God left to forgive us. I want you to know that the intention of this message today is that we all leave here free of guilt. But before we turn to the text, I need to remind you of two reasons why it is so hard for us to accept what I'm going to be saying. It is so hard, first of all, because the ongoing consequences of our sin make it very difficult for us to believe that we can be genuinely restored to God and forgiven, because the consequences are still there. A man who has messed up his family, he can be forgiven, restored, cleansed, and made whole. But the mess is still there. Just ask King David. And so as a result of that, it is very difficult for people to really accept God's forgiveness because they say the forgiveness does not change the consequences usually. And usually that is true. But I'm talking today about your relationship with God. The whole idea of consequences we'll deal with at a subsequent time. There's a second reason why people find it so difficult. And that is, it's not just because of the consequences of sin, but again, there's something within us that tells us that we deserve to feel guilty. We feel guilty because we should feel guilty. We feel miserable because we owe it to ourselves to feel miserable. Who are we that we should be free of misery, free of guilt, and free of shame? We are unworthy of it. And so we are. But that is the message of grace. We read it in our scripture reading today. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Listen to me carefully and hear me today. You can be free of guilt. You can be free of guilt. For whom is this message directed? Well, first of all, it's directed toward Christians who keep confessing their same sin and then reconfessing it because they have no assurance that they've been forgiven. But it's also for those who do not know Christ as Savior. I want you to listen carefully because you are going to discover the wonder of God's forgiveness. And I hope that by the end of the message, you will be saying, "This is the forgiveness that I receive at the hand of the dying yet resurrected Lord Jesus." So that's the agenda. That's the introduction. Enough of the chit-chat. Let's get down to business. What does God do with forgiven sin? Not unforgiven sin, but forgiven sin. Today, rather than expound only one passage of Scripture, I'm going to be quoting a number of them. In fact, we'll have sort of a collage of Scripture. I don't know, I kind of like that word, collage. It sounds sort of dignified. So that's where we're going. Thank you for joining me on the journey. First of all, we discover that he covers our sin. He covers our sin. And there are two passages that we should turn to, both in the Psalms, both written by David, both the expression of a man who had committed great sin, adultery, and murder, yet a man who also experienced great forgiveness. Psalm 32, verse 1, how blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. What does God do with forgiven sin? God covers the sin. God takes a tarp and puts it over the oil spill. But actually, it's better than that. Wouldn't it be wonderful if that's all that God did, was to simply take our sin and cover it with a blanket? But I want you to know today that that is only part of the story. Listen to what the prophet Isaiah said in chapter 61, verse 10. I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. Notice this. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. God just doesn't cover our sins with a tarp. God covers those sins with a robe of righteousness. The death of Jesus, the worth of Jesus to God. That's how carefully and completely God covers forgiven sin. First of all, he covers it. That means that he no longer sees it. Do you have better eyes than God? Can you see things that God has preferred not to look at? He covers the sin.
This is Pastor Lutzer. In today's message, I have been stressing the objective work of Jesus Christ on our behalf, how he covers our sins. But I need to warn you that sometimes we can still feel guilt for sins that have already been forgiven. And what we need to do is to bring in line the feelings of our hearts and the knowledge that we have that we are clothed in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I think that's why 1 John 1:9 reads that he is faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I can't help but think that today I'm speaking to somebody who has been forgiven but has never been cleansed. You've not received in your heart the work of God in such a way that you have the assurance that you are forgiven and that you have that sense of cleanness that is brought to us by the blessed Holy Spirit of God, thanks to Jesus. So I encourage you today to walk in the victory that Jesus provided, to come to him, to receive the forgiveness and the cleansing that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't we have a marvelous Savior? Thank him today for his grace and mercy. And for those of you who have wandered far from him, hurry back home.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. With these words of challenge, Dr. Erwin Lutzer has brought part one of What God Does with Forgiven Sin, the third of six messages on After You've Blown It, Reconnecting with God and Others. Monday, tune in to find out more about where God puts the sins he forgives. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. This current series can be yours on CD, cassette, or MP3. Also, it's in print as a Multnomah Life Change book. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. When you call, ask about the series After You've Blown It. You can write to Dr. Lutzer at Running to Win, 1609 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Our website is at runningtowin.org. This is Dave McAllister. Join us for Monday's Running to Win.